Hello, everyone. Here is Ricardo Vargas, and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. Today, I like to talk about the hype cycle. And the concept of the hype cycle is extremely relevant for us when we are managing initiatives and projects. The concept was developed by Gartner to evaluate the hype of technology. But of course, we can apply it in many different changing aspects. It can be projects, it can be any novelty or things that you are planning to release. And let me go to the genesis of the hype cycle. The hype cycle say that when a product or a technology is released, almost suddenly there is a massive peak of hype. It means these news, it's in all news, all newspapers, people only talk about that. And this, for example, if we go back to 2022, it's at the end of 2022 when OpenAI released ChatGPT. It's something like in 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, the world was taken by artificial intelligence. And then people were only talking about that. Everybody, all meetings, all business meetings, everybody was talking about artificial intelligence. And then after that, there is disillusionment where people see, okay, it's not as good as we thought in the top of the hype cycle. It's not as fast. It's not as nice. And then in this valley, it's where people feel, you know, this will go nowhere in this. And just after that, there is a slope of enlightenment. It's when you see a light at the end of the tunnel. And then you go to a plateau of productivity. But this episode is not about technology. This is about our project. And our project respects absolutely the same hype cycle. When your project is released, when the project charter, and when you kick off a project, what is your feeling? Now let's think yourself as the project manager. You think you are the king of the universe. You think that you have an endless support everywhere, that everybody is with you. Your project gains visibility. It's on the corporate newsletter. Everybody only talks about Project X or whatever the name of your project. It becomes very visible. Other groups start in a positive way, okay? Start to envy that, you know, why his project is so visible in this. And this is natural. But then just after that, there is this, I would say, this is strong decline. And then you reach a valley. And this valley is the disillusionment valley. It's when people realize the project, it's much harder to be delivered than people thought at the beginning. That the risks, that the challenges are much, much higher. And this is very close to the chaos point I said and I mentioned in many other episodes. And in this point, you are in a very risky area because you are losing visibility and people are starting to question. So many projects start to face big challenges at that point. When you turn to that phase, then you say, you know, it's hard work, but we can make it. And then there is this slope of enlightenment. It's when you start seeing the light at the end of your project that you see, okay, it's not the magic, but it's a good level of benefit. And then you reach the plateau of productivity when you meet expectations with reality. So let me give you a couple of examples. Let's suppose you are building a tunnel to connect two areas of the city that are, I would say, pretty much isolated from each other. When this project is released, there is a massive hype. Everybody is looking how these two communities will be connected, at the development. Then people start to develop side business thinking about that. But when you take your scoop and go there and start digging, when you dig 20 centimeters, you will start seeing, oops, this is not as easy. It's not just draw a pipe and make a tunnel. It's hard work. It takes time, it takes machinery, it takes people, and there is no machine to be delivered. The price is increasing. You don't find workers to do that. Then you see that the challenge is much bigger. And this is where this disillusion happens. It's when people say, oh God, no, it's not now. It will take 5 years. It will take 10 years. But then, if you are persistent, you continue digging, you manage these uncertainty, you manage all these risks. And at the end, you say, you know, look, there is a light at the other side. Look, we are connecting to each other. And then you reach actual benefits. And why this is so important? Because no matter what is your project, it will face a hype cycle. It will face this peak of everybody wants to be in your shoes as the big project manager delivering everything. And then just after that, nobody wants to be in your skin because you are the one with the biggest trouble in the room because of your project. You just need to manage that. Projects do not respect a linear scale to be delivered. And you as a project manager, you need to have emotional intelligence and ability to understand and act on these challenges. I faced this hype cycle in my professional life so many times. And you just need, because of course, I would love that my project goes from zero to the super hype and stays there forever. This would be a dream, right? And visibility, all possible support. But reality is different because when you start delivering, something else takes your place in the hype cycle because companies, corporations, society, TV, social media, they live on the hype. Today, your project is the hype. Tomorrow, it's the project from someone else that is in the hype. So always think about that because reality is brutal and we need to be prepared for that. Projects on paper are very easy and very nice, but take them out of paper and transform them in reality. It's where the challenge is. Think about that and see you next week with another 5 Minutes podcast.